Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. This morning we want to pray for straying churches, straying congregations of the Lord's church. Because in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 6, he is speaking of individuals, but this can be applied to congregations as well. He says, "Some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk." Or in chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, verse number 10, he says that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 19, he would say that some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. And so this can be true of individuals, but also of whole congregations. In Matthew chapter 18, verse number 12, though, Jesus himself says that if a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains and seek the one that is straying? So it's our prayer this morning to seek them by way of prayer and to help them, because we know God will help them if we pray for them. So would you pray with me for straying churches? Father in heaven, we thank you for all that you've given to us and for your church. We come to you at this time in prayer, wanting to pray for straying churches. And those would be some that might be letting go of what God has told them to hold on to, or perhaps holding on to what God has told them to let go. Either way, those are straying characteristics. Father, we pray that they would consider their example to other churches and their own members, but also to the lost, in the cost of their straying away from you and your word. Father, we pray that they would consider their willingness to hold fast to your word, even though the world is increasingly wicked around us, and often tempting at times because of some of the things that they do. We pray that these straying churches would consider those things. We desire that they would become strong in the faith, turning back to the Word of God for their authority only. That they would seek help from the congregations that are strong and holding fast to the faith. Father, we pray that they would continue to fight against temptations, especially the temptation to stray from the truth, that they wouldn't give one moment to them. Father, we desire that their elderships would be strong, be watchful, and stand fast and firm upon the foundation of your word. Father, we also desire that these straying churches would have time to repent and be right with you, so that they don't lead some of their members down a path of unrighteousness. Father, we desire that they would begin and or return to teaching the next generations about the proper interpretation of the Bible, about what doctrines are true and what doctrines are false, and that they would teach the next generations about apologetics and how to defend their faith against enemies' attacks so that they would not stray. Father, we pray that these straying churches would not become prideful, especially not too much that they would not be able to turn back to you. Instead, we pray that they would be humble and turn to you. Father, we pray that they would be helped by the strong congregations to turn back, that they would respect your word, and that they would begin to lead faith-filled prayers, and that they would lead songs with truth and with joyous attitudes, teaching spiritually nourishing classes, preaching spiritually nourishing and applicable truths. Father, we desire that they would serve the Lord's Supper every day, every first day of the week, that they would take up the collection for the work of the church, that they would do good works in caring for the needy, supporting mission works to seek and save the lost. But most importantly, that they would do all of those things to please you and not others, and to glorify you. Father, we pray that they would be a church of prayer, churches of prayer, and that we would pray more for them. It is in Jesus' name and by His authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul has all found release, and oft escaped the test.